All right, everybody, what's happening? Y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy of comedy is in. It is 2013, y'all. We are here. We have arrived, a fresh new year. Shout out to the Mayans. Y'all said we wouldn't make it December 21st, 2012. Folks were scared. Y'all should have seen all the stuff on the History Channel. People had their incubators, they little towers and stuff that they renting out, paying $100,000 a year for to make sure just in case something happened. Basically, I seen on one of them channels somebody built them an ark. I said, boy, these white folks ain't having it. I love y'all for doing it like that. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had enough money to just go on and spend me $100,000 on me and my family a bunker. But hell, I just go on and pay this $1,100 rent, call it a day. You know what I'm saying? And keep doing what I'm doing. Happy New Year to everybody, man. Happy New Year. I wish much success and prosperity to everybody. We're going to go on and start this off, man, the way I love to do. You know what I mean? I mean, I believe in a higher power. I believe we bless y'all. You know what I'm saying? We can't forget where we came from once we came, because that's going to keep us going where we're going. So first of all, I'd like to start by saying, quick prayer. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Asking, it shall be given you. Seeking, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. To him that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. That's Matthew 7:7-8, man. Yo, we're just getting down, man. I'm telling you, I'm excited, man. Got my main man, Mr. Delonte Hawkins, going to be in the building, man. We're going to get down, man, and have a little fun. I'm talking to the brother, you know what I'm saying? Up-and-coming comedian out of Cleveland, Ohio. You know, so, of course, we got to chop it up about Cat Williams, you know what I mean? What's going on and things like that, you know what I mean? And just get everything together. Got a lot of updates, y'all. A lot of updates, man. A lot of good things going on in my life, you know, for my friends, fans, ones that's paying me attention and kind of see, you know, what I'm doing, man. I'm having a casting this weekend. Shout out to Shante Gibson, man, for coming through and doing all the legwork to make this casting a success. We got a lot of actors and actresses that have put in, you know, submissions and whatnot, had a lot of time to review, and there's a lot of talented people out there, and I'm looking very forward to just working with all these people, man, all these different people, these different personalities. That's what it's all about, man. You got to give to your business, and your business will give back to you. Also want to shout out this young lady out of Texas. We're going to be working together, getting started on my gigs on colleges and stuff like that, showcases and things. So to all my colleges and comedy clubs, man, look out for me, man. I'm going to be working my way around the country this year, man. You know, I kind of set L.A. up, you know what I mean, to make sure that I could grind here. But, you know, I got all my stuff together, you know, getting ready to shoot my webisodes, getting ready to do my own films, and still working on the other side, too, a lot, you know, working in other people's films. I mean, straight up hustler, you know. Don't forget, y'all, January 19th, 2013, I'll be producing a comedy show for the veterans over at the VA Medical Center. Shout out to Wendy for hooking that up for me, you know what I'm saying, assisting me with that. And I'm just looking forward to giving back. And this show is a benefit show, y'all. It's just for the vets over there in the Dom, you know, the homeless vets, man. And I'm going to get down, man. Got my homeboy, Big Wheezy, on that joint, man. Shout out to Wheezy. Everybody don't know, but my boy Reza, I got an Arab on the show. I love when he does the show because we always joke about him literally blowing up. You feel me? So that's going to be hot. Let me go on and get my pokes done, man, you know, because I know all the ladies that, you know, I ain't even poked y'all since last year, you know what I'm saying? I miss y'all just almost as much as you miss me. Trust me, you know what I mean? Oh, shout out to everybody, too. Liking my baby's posts, man. Deuce got 100 likes, man. I'll be like, Deuce, you doing your thing. You know, I'm working on putting a lot of stuff together, man, getting her out there this year, too, you know, because her career is blossoming and just moving forward. So shout out to my baby girl for making so much happen, man, and bringing income to the house, you know what I'm saying? See, people always say it's about taking care of kids. Well, kids, take care of your parents and start taking care of us immediately. See, times have changed. You know, it used to be the point where the man go out and get all the money and the woman, you know what I'm saying, she just be home chilling and, you know, cooking and cleaning. No, who wrote these rules? You understand what I'm saying? I need to be home. Only thing I can't do is breastfeed. And I'm going to tell you something. With an apparatus, anyway, let me get back to what I'm doing. Let me poke all my women, you know what I'm saying, give y'all some loves, and then from there, we're going to rock y'all, and then we're going to get it on, you know what I'm saying, and then chop it up with our guest, Mr. Delonte Hawkins, all right? So Chevette, Kia, Melinda, Lee, Radiant, Ramona, Tiffany, Kim, Shannon, Janika, Nina, Kat, Portia, Alexandra, Nisha, Leote, Elke, Simone, Quina, Elaine, Faustina, Tabisha, Sharifa, Carmen, and Goddess. To all you ladies, I want to say I love when you let me know that you're thinking about me because it let me know I'm doing something. And this song goes out to you, one and only Trey Love. I'm going to rock her.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up. Baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock her.
Rock her.
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 I'm going to rock her. I'm going to roll up. Facebook her so I can poke her. Gonna make sure you know my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Call me mine. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Facebook Cardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., can't forget. Shoutown, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she's sexy, give her it.
I'ma rock her.
I'm in the club, I'm in bottles from Trey Love. Baby, say you know what's up.
I'm a rocker,
Dre.
You know you
sing
on this beat, right?
You know my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey, child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver. Good loving, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a man so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
When I see you in the club, I'm the bottles from Trey Love.
Now I got you in the loop. Spark a flame to set the mood. Let's get kinky, I got lube. Don't be crude, act all shrewd. Are you hungry? I got food. Let me touch it, let me hold you. Take a peek so I can show you what I can do in the bit. I am a king, like a master. Want me slow, want me fast. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul. Bust hard like a revolver in bed. The problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
Y'all better pay attention, baby. It's the L.A. Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit Works Entertainment.
I'm gonna rock.
Hear what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take it home, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, y'all better tune in and tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. You are live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. 310-861-2317. We'll be right back with my main man, Mr. Delonte Hawkins. What's up, everybody? It is 7:12 p.m. You are tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Man, y'all call in, man, 310-861-2317 and chop it up with me and one of my comedy partners, man. You know what I'm saying? One of the grinders, you know what I mean, getting down, you know what I'm saying, and getting his sound on. Let me tell y'all a little bit about Mr. Delonte Hawkins. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, this guy is a comedian extraordinaire. His comedy is blatant. He has a very expressive style, voice, facial expressions, body language, joke delivery, loves to incorporate soul music, and uses memorable pop culture lines from black exploitation films, has completed a funny short. See, this is what I'm talking about, man. This is my kind of dude. You know, he ain't messing around. He out here getting it. That's why we got him live, you know what I'm saying, Handsome Life Radio, all the way in L.A., Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, so he get these shorts out here, you know what I mean? He's done film work with other partnerships called Differences, a comical commentary, showcasing the ability to memorize and recite scripts. Does a great Bernie Mac impression. We're going to have to get him to do that, you know what I'm saying, yeah, while we got him live on the air. You know, family man, spiritual, active in the community, has the ability, based on audience, to adapt and continue to produce laughter. Also, he's a Steelers fan in Cleveland, LOL. He had to put that in the bio, man. But I just want to say, man, it's good to have this brother on the air, man, and I want to just explain to the people, to the family, about how I operate. When you up and coming, you know, when we talk to the brother on the phone, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times up and coming comedian, you know, a lot of comedians will, or people in general will tell you different things. Oh, you shouldn't do this, or you should do it like this, you should do it like that, you know what I mean? But I learned from watching Eddie Murphy just give advice on interviews, and Eddie Murphy's advice was don't take advice. And my thing is, you know, if someone's been there and you trust them, you listen to them. But what I've learned is you got to get out here and you got to get it and you got to figure it out for yourself. You can't depend on others, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, assist you, have your back. You know, I tell a lot of comedians, you know, when they ask me, I say, look, you're a comedian. Well, comedians ain't your friend. I've had people that were my friends until we both started doing comedy and they feel the sense of competition. I don't know what for. Maybe it's because I'm just that damn good. But that ain't no reason to be feeling the competition. Like, we get out here and we can have fun and do it together just like I'm going to do. So all that to say this, when I meet brothers, you know, like Delonte, that, I mean, if y'all seen some of his sketches on Facebook, YouTube, his stuff is hilarious, you know what I mean? And it's one of those things, man, you know, I'm traveling the country. I need to make sure, you know, you always keep your ear to the ground and keep with good people, you know, because it's like a time when you needed an opportunity. I want to shout Tony Rock out. I was at the Laugh Factory one time, and, you know, the promoters and whatnot was acting like they didn't know who I was and wouldn't give me a shot. And, I mean, Tony Rock stood up and said, hey, this is my boy, Trey Love, give him some time, got on stage and ripped it and tore it down. And that's, again, what, you know, it's like each one teach one. The more you advance, you should reach back and be willing to help another brother. And that's why, you know, I do this Handsome Life Radio, you know, to be able to reach out to brothers and you know, to kind of give a voice to people that some of y'all may not have heard of, but you're going to hear from them real soon. Matter of fact, you're going to hear from them right now. I want to welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Mr. Delonte Hawkins. D, what's happening with you, bro?
Want to know, I'm good, man. Blessed to be in 2013 once again.
Man, for real, man. Ain't it a blessing to be here, man? The Mayans was tripping, man. Had everybody scared. White folks was buying up the store. You went?
Absolutely. I tried to tune in early to you. I couldn't get you, man, because Sprint turned my phone off. So I tried to call you, but I got Kim down at the Sprint department. But everything good, though.
Oh, that works. That works. So you in the same position everybody else in. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, you know?
And I'm waiting on the mailman with this income tax return. I got $260 of some hot ones coming to me. I'm going to make it dance.
Boy, you got 260, boy. See, some people don't know how to party. You from out of Cleveland, so I know what 260. Hell,
ooh,
that's what? That's the liquor. That's, you know what,
yeah,
I'm saying? A little smoke, you know what I'm saying? A little, you know, a couple of,
yeah,
rib sandwiches or something, man.
Yeah.
$260. You chilling, and you can pay the phone bill.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to get some girls. You know, I ain't no trick. I'm just friendly with my money.
Ah. Willing to share, huh? Just, here you go.
Yeah, a little bit. We go to Golden Corral for a minute.
Right. That's how you got to do it. All you can eat, man. You know what I'm saying? I got time for you to be ordering up four lobsters. No, let's pay this $19 All you can eat, and that way everybody happy. So, man, tell the family a little bit about your background, man. You know, what made you decide to do stand-up comedy?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just tired of seeing my mother, you know, working, man. She's been working since I was, what, you know, wasn't even here yet, you know. So it's just time for her to relax. And one time I looked at TV, and I'm like, you know, not to be on no hating type stuff, but a couple of people I see on TV that's making mad money ain't even really funny. And I know a couple of people that's not even on stage that should be, you know, right where I'm at. So it just came to me. I got more support than a whole rack of training brawl. So people was like, hey, just do what you do, and we're here right now, 2 years in the making.
Man, that's love. So what type of venues do you do? Like churches, you know what I'm saying? I know you've done clubs. Tell the family about, you know, what type of venues, you know what I'm saying? Clean, dirty, you know what I'm saying? Can you do both? Like, holler at the people. You know, this your time to pimp this, man. This is your interview.
It's my interview. I could really do it all. God bless me with doing it all, man. You know, when you're in Cleveland, you got to you know, adapt to whatever situation you're in. So I basically on that Chitlin circuit that you're dealing with more of a bar, you know, it's not set up right. People don't even know that you're about to do comedy. So I vowed to my mother. I told my mother last year, I'm not going to tell jokes for people that don't want to hear jokes. So I don't really go to establishment if you don't really know it's comedy there. So
right,
already busted my cherry with that, which is really hard. You know, I did the church thing. You know, that's my base. That's my backbone right there. We just did a retirement home. We did a AIDS community thing, and we had them niggas dying laughing.
Mm.
I mean, we were killing them. No, I'm just joking with you, but
dying,
you know,
laughing. We was killing them. See, you boy, you evil. We had them dying laughing, boy. I'm telling you, we was killing. See, there you go.
But you know, it's just anything, man. You know, basically, you know, wherever the mic at, that's where we go. You know, that's that Cleveland style.
That's love, man. So tell me about your short film, man, because, you know, that's what I'm into, you know, out here in L.A. grinding, man. You got to be on that film work, man. What you got going on film-wise out there?
Right now, what we're doing, you know, I got a group that I hang with, man, that I roll with called the Young Guns, me, Sean Showtime, Al Boogie, and Chris B. And, you know, just doing some parody stuff. You can actually just look out the window at Cleveland. You got a film right there. All you got to do is go on the bus line and see somebody uppercutting somebody. That's every day. So, you know, so I'm just trying to get my act on and all of that, you know. So, you know, it's 2013 in the making. Everybody gonna see me.
Right, for sure. Hey, have you submitted some of your stuff for like the Comedy Centrals and the BETs? Because I think BET's coming out with another season of like a new Comedy View or something. You submitted to them?
I did not.
Okay, you got to get your stuff in, man. I remember years ago when I ran into some more, man. Some people, you know what I'm saying, just got good hearts, man, and come through and kind of slide you some info. I ran into some more back in, like, this was eons ago, and she was very forthcoming, like, you know, you're funny, but make sure you get your stuff into the right hands, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep plugging, get your stuff. And see, that's why I like interviews like this. You know, this is your opportunity to talk to people, you know what I'm saying, and, like, kind of put your voice out there, you know what I mean, and like, really get it, you know what I mean, pimp?
Absolutely. I appreciate that, man. And that's what I'm going to do, you know, because that's what I'm hearing. You know, they say it's not who you know, it's who know you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So what other kind of projects you got coming out, man? Tell us about some upcoming projects, you know, things you're working on.
I got some wide open parody things, just some silly stuff, just, you know, so much evil stuff and bad stuff that's going on. I'm just trying to make the world laugh at, you know, just the hard times. You know, they say that's the best medicine you can do. So I finally got a dude that's pretty slick with the editing,
gotcha.
And we just, you know, about to go full blast.
Yeah, I see your brother in the Marines, man. Tell me a little bit about that growing up, man. Did y'all kind of see it coming? You know what I'm saying?
No, I was going to join the Marines before my brother. And he told me that the Marines, to get in the Marines, you had to be a dummy. I don't know if he wanted me to say that. But he just joined. You know, he got into some trouble here, and the judge basically told him, you know, go this way or you're going to go that way. You know, basically into jail. And he did that, and 23 years. You know,
wow.
We always fought as a kid, you know, big brother, little brother. And
right.
Sometimes I won, sometimes he did. But when he got back from Iraq, he hit me with a move. I ain't never did it. I ain't never messed with him, man, you know.
Say he hit me with a move.
It was like a Floyd Mayweather, Rambo type. I don't know. I know I don't mess with him, man, but that's a good guy. That's one of my best supporters, man. He just got my back, man.
Is that a sketch right there, though, man? You put that in your routine because that's hilarious.
No, I didn't do it just yet.
Yeah, man, you got to put that in, man. It's something we discussed, man, when I was giving you, you know, some info on how to really, you know, be a tag in this game. You know, being naturally funny, you know what I'm saying? Most of us, you know, got that gift. You know, what kills me is a lot of times people come up and say, oh, man, Trey, this dude funny. He should be doing comedy just because I'm a comedian. People always say that, and they don't realize I'm a serious businessman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm funny, but I've always been naturally funny. But just because a person's funny don't mean they about their business. Like I told
right.
you, to hone that craft, man, I got to shout out the Art of Stand-Up Comedy, man, David Arnold. I also want to shout out the American Comedy Institute back in New York, Steve Rosenfield, man. I've taken two major comedy classes within, and these are stand-up comedy classes. This ain't the improv, and this ain't the comedy theater. This is like it's stand-up classes you can take. And I'm going to tell you something, man, when you really, really know how to do that setup, that premise and that punch, man, it makes your act so much more powerful. Like now when I get on stage, it's literally like peeling a banana. Because as soon as I get on stage, I know exactly when I'm finna hit them. Boom, bam. I know exactly when they finna laugh. I know how to bring them up. I know how to make them listen to me. You know what I'm saying? So as you get, you know what I'm saying, advancing your career, man, I'm telling you, man, it wouldn't be a bad investment to invest in one of them classes, man, because I'm going to tell you, it'll sharpen your tool, bro, and you'll catch yourself getting wicked with it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel it, man.
Go ahead, man.
I just got to get my nerves together. You know, I get more scared than a dude's rubber came off with a hooker. But once I get that down, I'll be all right. My buddy told me about a year ago. He said everybody got butterflies. It's just getting the butterflies to fly right. So
yeah, you got to hone that energy, man. I listen to a lot of Earl Nightingale. Hey, man, Cat Williams from out there in Cleveland, right?
He's from Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. Okay. Yeah. How far are y'all away?
I'm 4 hours safe away because, you know, Cat a little crazy now, so I'm 4 hours comfortable. That's about 4 hours. You know, he Midwest, man. He represented this thing. It's just time for somebody else to pick up the torch, you know?
Yeah, man, what you think going on with the brother, though, man? Like, I seen some interviews. The thing is, I was in a movie with Cat, you know what I'm saying? We was in this movie, Trace in the Hood. You know, and everybody's everybody, you know what I'm saying? You can't expect everybody to be perfect or like you and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But he was a cool brother, mellowed out, you know, and people kind of took him the wrong way sometimes, but he was just kind of on his own thing. And see, I can understand sometimes because when you get to a certain level, people do come at you with some dumb stuff. So he probably was just kind of fed up. But what you think happened to him at this point, man? It's a little more now, man. It seems like, you know what I'm saying, he involved with some other things. Because, I mean, we all kind of have a little fun, but I think he done went to some other stuff, man. What you think's going on with it?
I have no idea, man. That's why I stay humble. I honestly stay humble because, you know, I always say it's not lonely at the top if you take the people that help you get there with you. And
true.
You know, they keep you grounded. So I have no idea. I know I pray with the brother, man, because,
right.
you know, I can see one bad show that you got a heckler and this and that, but when it's continuous, you know, something
yeah.
is going on. And
seemed like he lost his happiness, man, and that's one thing that I'm learning, you know what I'm saying, with going on 16 years in this comedy game, man, telling jokes most of my life, you know what I mean, and just knowing it's my thing, you know what I mean, but, like, realizing that you have to, if you don't do nothing else, man, you got to learn to find out where your happiness is and what's real, you know what I'm saying, and like you say, the people, look what everybody doing, look what Tyler Perry and them did, Tyler Perry, everybody that was with him at the beginning is with him at the top, you know what I'm saying? And that's how
we
got to do it. So that's really great advice you laying out there, man. You know what I'm saying? So
think I got another question for you. You know, how many, so you a father, you put in a family, man. Tell us about, you know, your fatherhood and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no father, man. I was just raised by a single parent, so that's just, you know, that's a sensitive subject, and it just seemed like black men have such a black eye. Because it seemed like the dudes in the 70s were such deadbeat that now it seemed like, you know, the dad today is the one that's paying that debt. You know, child support is supposed to be for deadbeat parents, not because we broke up and you mad because I went on about my life.
Right.
And so I just try to send that out, you know, that way.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing, man. And I'm going to tell you, it's a hard thing out here, man, you know what I'm saying, dealing as a brother, you know what I'm saying, being on that child support and stuff and what it can do to detriment you, you know what I mean? But the thing is, man, we got to do just what we're doing right now, get together, band up, man, and do the best with what we got, because ain't nothing going to hold us back but us. You feel that, Church?
That's right.
All
right,
man, before I let you go, man, tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, where they can find you, your Twitter, your Facebook, man. Let's get all that handled, man, because we're going to go on and close the show out.
All right, well, shout out real quick, man. I know one cat, my boy, that's tuning in, Aunt Wade, man. That's my boy from high school. And they could check me out on Facebook, Delonte Hawkins. I don't really do all that Twitter, but I do got us called a D-Hawk Funny Man. And just send me a shout out, man. You know, I'm humble. I'm a good guy. And we're going to make it happen. Don't wait till I show up. Don't wait till I blow up to show up.
Hi, I tell you what, man, we're going to make something happen soon, man. I'm going to get some press out there, man. I'm going to come out there and bring a couple of cats with me, man. You're going to host the show. We're going to turn Cleveland out. You with it, man?
I appreciate you, man.
All right, we're going to make that happen. All right, everybody, this has been another episode of Handsome Life Radio, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife, 310-861-2317, January 2nd, 2000. Yeah, my bad on that. I'm sorry. Some technical difficulties. 2013. I'm just getting my shout outs, man. Shout out to Shante. Shout out to Don. Shout out to Monica. Shout out to all the ones supporting me, man. Shout out to Duke. Shout out to her mama, man. Shout out to Tina and Candace, man. I'm telling y'all, y'all better look out, man. It's about to be on. Shout out to everybody moving and pushing forward to 2013. 2012 is over, man. I hope everybody had wonderful holidays. And for real, I'm going to play this cut, but this is real, man. You know what I'm saying? As we're moving, I've seen a young brother put something on Facebook about having to let people go. As you grow, you're going to have to let some go. I say it's haterade. So, man, same bat time, same bat channel. Catch y'all next week. Church.
Shall not stall, been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me say,
yeah.
I be sipping on haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking
about? I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. Diamonds glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice lemonade, black ice sheet thick. Got gel rub down, visualize the pitch. So I treat it real good like Moses do. Mom, like, I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And it's them dead fresh, and I say, I guess. Success for healthy, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, with no hairline. Got the titties out today, showing off town line. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not drumline. Me and skateboard Pete in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Scoochie.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
It tastes like lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay,
yeah.
I be sipping on haterade,
yeah.
That deep down get your pay,
yeah.
That flavor lemonade,
yeah.
Scrunch your face when you see me pay.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic, look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke.
shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I'm just sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me taste. I'm just sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me taste. You know I'm talking about.
I'm a hard ass and damn sports. Still a squirty cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Ferrari. He's intimidated, intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Yeah, investigation, I'm accumulating. Singing with it, that I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Some like Louis, some like Gucci, but I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill, some chill, some chill, some chill. Push around, round the town with the top shop off. You can call the loss of pound, cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought these cops. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the cops.
We evolved from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I'll be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your pace. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I'll be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your pace. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about. Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Let's think about the future and forget the past.